You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, Bethany. Good morning. Wait a minute. Is this Bethany who we talked with yesterday?
You know it. I really want these tickets.
Yeah, I remember you. We said you'd be first.
We talked with Bethany yesterday. And if you're saying, hey, you said if you've played, you can't play within 2 months.
Well, no,
the difference is that
play.
Bethany didn't get to play. We just talked with her. And so we said we'd put you first in line today. And look, there you are. Perfect.
Yeah.
What do you got going this weekend? Anything fun?
Oh, I'm going to go watch our Broncos on Sunday and hopefully beat the Raiders.
Are you? So, you're actually going to the stadium?
I am. Got to bundle up, take a coat.
Right.
I was going to say, it's going to be kind of chilly. What's your prediction?
Oh, gosh. I just want to win at this point with our Broncos.
You're like, who cares?
It doesn't have to be pretty. I just want them to
win. You want the W. Do you have good seats?
I think so. They're on the aisle, and we share with some friends. So I've been on the season ticket wait list since 2009 and still don't have my own season ticket.
Really? Well, wow. You are a fan.
I would prefer a middle of a section rather than the aisle.
It depends. You got to go to the bathroom, go grab a beer. You're just right there, zip down the
stairs. Yeah, I like the aisle. You get in and out quick.
But here's my reasoning.
You're not bugging everybody else.
People are different. But here's my reasoning. I might get up once during a game, so I'm only going to have to deal with that once. But if you're on the aisle, you're constantly having to get up for everyone who's going past you. So I prefer to sit right in the
center. There is that. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, people are different. Bethany, what's going to be your food choice at the game?
I usually get some nachos. That's kind of my go-to.
That's solid.
There's something
that's really
about
good.
Those trashy stadium nachos at sporting events.
The extra jalapenos on there to keep you warm.
And when they're spicy, you guzzle the beer, and it works out.
We could hang out. We really could.
Except I'd be in the center of the section. You'd be down on the aisle. So
you'd be like, hey, how
much,
you doing down there? You'd have to pass the nachos down to Dom.
And everyone between us would be taking a nacho.
Yeah, everyone's breathing on it.
Jerks.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Sounds
all
like
right,
fun,
so,
though. At any time.
Listen, we're going to play Rattle Off with you, but you remember, you don't just get the prize. You got to win the prize.
I know. Step one was just calling back. I'm totally aware. I still got to show up to this game and try my best.
Okay. So take it. Let me hear you take a deep breath. Very good.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, I want you to name five states in the U.S. of A. Five states, but wait, it's five states that do not have an NFL team.
Oh, God.
Five states that don't have an NFL team. There's more than half. Ready and go.
Wyoming, Hawaii, South Dakota, North Dakota, Alaska, Iowa?
Yeah, you got it.
Iowa does not have one, but the buzzard already sounded, but that doesn't matter because you got five! You're a winner!
Oh my gosh, my kids are gonna be so happy. Thank you.
Yeah, you did all the work. Good job.
Very happy for you.
That was really good.
Quick note to everybody who's on hold, don't hang up.
Yeah, we still want to talk to you. We want to meet
you. Don't hang up if you're on hold. A couple of people did.
I didn't hang up yesterday.
No, you didn't.
And look what happened.
Now you got the W.
Let's see how it pays off.
Yes, and plus it's just fun to say you were on the radio and talk to Dom and Jeremy.
Oh, that's very sweet of
you.
Well, you and your kiddos enjoy the Disney on Ice, okay?
We will. We're so excited. Thank you again.
Yeah. You bet. Listen, hold on. Josh is going to come back and talk to you about it, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thanks. Have a good
week. Oh, you too.
Yeah, thank you. You have a great weekend. Three people did us the favor of holding on through all of this. Sadie, Haven, and Katrina.
Don't hang up.
I would say there are three extra favorite people of the day. Sadie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you got going on this weekend?
I'm actually not doing anything for once. So just relaxing. Maybe watch the new Christmas movie on Netflix.
There's a new one, huh?
The new one? Yeah, you mean with, like the 200 new ones?
Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie, yeah. Even. Wow.
Oh.
That I sounds know. Really good.
Hold on, let me look it up.
Yeah, do you know what it's called?
I don't remember, but she gets in a ski accident and loses her memory.
Of
and
course.
Falls in love.
Of course she does. Of course. Oh my God. Who's she falling in love with? The ski instructor or the doctor? Or do we know?
I don't even know. Some random person, as far as I know. I haven't watched it yet. But
what's it called, Dom?
It's called Falling for Christmas.
Of course, because she fell down.
Here it is. Here's the synopsis. After losing her memory in a skiing accident, a spoiled heiress lands in the care of a down-on-his-luck widower and his daughter at Christmas time.
That's beautiful. That sounds magical.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Listen to this next line. Lindsay Lohan falls head over heels into hijinks and love.
Yay!
In this warm-hearted holiday rom-com.
I think that's going to be great, Sadie.
Yes, I think so too.
It's going to be really good. Probably the best movie you've seen in a long time. I hear that Lindsay Lohan's trying to make this big comeback and like reinvent herself, and she's going
to
be a big deal now.
Trying to rehabilitate her image and everything.
Yep, so this is where you start. Yeah. Christmas movies.
Yep, I got to tell you something.
I might shock the hell out of my wife and my stepdaughter, and I might request that we put that on sometime.
You should
watch it
this weekend. Put it on and watch
they
it.
They would probably take my temperature and
and really make a thing out of it. Be like, let's make hot cocoa and eat candy canes and watch this.
That's funny.
Matching PJs.
And like write a review.
Get everybody matching PJs, Dom.
I mean, listen, I don't know how you would be able to turn down somebody falling head over heels into hijinks and love.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to watch this with, Sadie?
My boyfriend.
Oh, that poor guy.
I know. He loves it.
Is this a new boyfriend?
No, we've been together for a few years.
Oh, okay.
Does he? Yep. You said he knows he's going to be watching this already? He knows?
I think so, yeah, because I don't like scary movies, but I did watch some scary movies for him during Halloween time.
Oh, so he owes you. That's good. That's good.
So it's kind of a compromise.
Sure is.
I like it. Well, you enjoy that. Thank you so much for continuing to hold and taking the time to visit with us. It kind of made our morning, Sadie. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for chatting.
Bye, Sadie.
All right, have a great weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Head over heels into hijinks and love.
Super cheese, right?
Haven, would you watch that movie?
I actually would. My friend from high school is actually Lindsay Lohan's stunt double in that movie.
That is a claim to fame right there. You know I'm Lindsay Lohan's stunt double.
Oh, my God.
So the stunt double actually takes the fall.
Yes.
Hey!
Yeah, not actually Lindsay.
Oh, wait a minute. Who is this person? A friend what?
A friend from high school. She's on like the U.S. ski team, and she got asked to be the ski stunt double for that.
What are the odds that you were the next call after Sadie?
That's hilarious.
What are the odds? What are they?
Let's do a shout out for her. What's her name?
Ryan Zetzer.
Okay. Good job
her. I'll be darned.
What are you doing this weekend then?
It's actually my fiance's birthday today, so we are going up to Black Hawk at the Ameristar with a big group of friends to go play some poker and eat at the buffet.
Well, there you go. That's a fun night. We did that for my 40th. A big group of us went up there and kind of tore it up a little bit.
That's fun.
It's a fun night.
That's really a fun time.
It's fun. Yep, it is.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've never been up there, so...
Oh, you'll have a good time.
Yeah, it'd be great.
What kind of game would you play you think you'd be attracted to the most up there?
Well, I'm really hoping they have penny slots because I feel like you always win something with those.
Sometimes,
that's,
yeah.
That's how those places are built, Haven.
That's how they're paying for those big buffets, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, last time I played penny slots, I was in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and I won $300. So.
That's great. That's really good. Yeah, they do have penny slots up there, and then, you know, you get your free drinks. And
doesn't matter. You'll have fun.
Yeah.
They still do free drinks. A lot of casinos are cutting back on the free drinks.
I think they do. Gosh, I don't know. Again, I haven't been up there in 3 years, so.
What's your go-to buffet item, Haven?
Oh, man. Probably crab legs.
Yeah.
And, oh, gosh. Probably soft serve ice cream.
Perfect combination.
Oh, girl.
I want you to get a plate of crab legs and just dump ice cream over the top of them and dig in.
You had us at We're soft hoping. Serve. Oh, wow. Hey,
that's great.
You have a great time this weekend. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And thanks for sharing that little tidbit about Lindsay Lohan's stunt double. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Ryan. But thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All
have
right,
fun.
Amen. Be safe. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What are the odds of that?
Right. So funny.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. And then here's Katrina, who's been kind enough to hold all this time. Katrina, do you have a claim to fame? Anything in your life that you can say is your claim to fame?
My dad actually teaches active shooter training around the world. So he's the person that teaches people how to deal with active shooter. And that's
okay.
My only claim to fame.
Well, that's fair. That's enough. Great. That's important stuff.
Fair enough. I'd have wow. to give some thought. Like, do all of us who are like listening right now, all of us, do we all have a claim to fame?
Even if it's something like small, you know?
Anything, yeah. But it's still a claim to fame. It doesn't mean you made the world news. And I'm just wondering if everyone can give about 10 seconds thought to that. See, what would be your claim to fame?
Yeah, that's good.
Hmm.
What are you doing this weekend?
It might be a future topic for our
yeah,
show.
Yeah, make a note. Make a note.
Yeah, let's go to this weekend, Katrina. What are you doing?
I am getting tattoos this weekend.
Are you?
I will be hanging out with my boyfriend and getting
Where are you getting them and what are you getting?
We're going to do our arms and we're going to do my future and my forever.
My future and my forever? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah.
You both get both, or one's getting my future and one's getting my forever?
One's getting my future, one's getting my forever.
Which are you?
I think I am getting my future.
What does that mean to you?
It means that my future is open and I'm choosing to have him in it.
But his name's not going to be on the tattoo, right? It's just going to
say, that's a smart
my
move.
Future.
In case your future ends up not being with him.
Could be somebody completely different.
Could be the tattoo artist. You lock eyes correct. While it's going on, and you're like, holy crap, here we go.
It could be somebody you won't even meet for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not putting his name on the tattoo.
Smart. So smart.
And if he pressures you into that, you just walk say right out
no.
the door and say, dude,
no.
you are now my past.
Boom. Put that on your leg.
Mic
Perfect.
Drop.
Do you have any other tattoos?
I have a ton of tattoos, actually. So this will be number 9.
Number 9?
Wow. Number 9? What's your favorite?
Probably I have a big tribal elephant down my thigh that I really like.
Tribal elephant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the face of an elephant, but it's in tribal form.
Well, that's...
What does that mean?
Something I'd have to look up. What does tribal form mean?
What does that mean?
It's like big block, big bold black with sharp lines and more abstract.
Okay, so it's the style.
I'm looking at one right now. I did tribal
cool.
elephant vector images, and I'm seeing what she's talking about.
And it goes all the okay. way down your leg?
It goes across my thigh, yeah.
Hmm.
What's the meaning?
My family and I all got them together back in September, so each of us got our spirit animals and the role that we played in the family, and I got the elephant as the matriarch.
Wow.
Huh.
This is some deep stuff here.
There's a lot of controversy over using the term spirit animal, too.
How do
you're not
I,
even really supposed to
how
say
How do you
that
find
anymore.
Out what your spirit animal is?
Shh, you're not supposed to say
well,
that
Well, your magic animal. What are you supposed
your
to say?
Your magic animal.
My magic animal. How do I find out what that is?
Well, yours
See,
is a jackass. What are you
no,
talking about?
Knock it off. Knock
Jeremy's
it off.
Jeremy's is a jackass.
No, it's not. No.
Come on.
For us, it was about the animal that you relate to and how they live their life, how you want to live your life.
Well, how does
I've
an
never
elephant
thought
live
about
its
that.
Life that reminds you of you?
Do you love eating peanuts with your nose?
I do, yeah. It's one of my special talents.
No, but really.
I'm just curious. Like, how does the elephant represent you?
The elephant's very family-based, and it's always a female leader. And so they elephants travel in groups of just women, but they're very, very loyal to their family.
And that's you. Huh. That's pretty cool. I have never thought about this before.
Here's like what kind of animal I would be. Quiz where you find out what animal you are. It's the most accurate what animal are you quiz. Should I start the quiz and we can all take it together?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
10 questions. How do you resolve a conflict with your friends? Do you just leave, talk it out, apologize even if I'm not the one in the wrong, or physically fight them? What about you, Jeremy?
If I'm in a fight with, I give it back to them. What's that option?
Well, we're already done with the test because that's not one of the answers.
Well, I guess I don't have a spirit animal then.
You have no, don't say spirit animal.
Magic animal.
Magic animal.
Magic tattoo animal. I don't know. I guess I would just say I'd leave. I'm leaving. I don't have time for this.
We don't have time to take all 10. Okay. Just look it up yourself.
If it comes back as like a hamster or something, I'm like, oh, son of a.
I'm a cockroach.
I'm a guinea pig. Oh, God, man.
Well, Jeremy and I, neither one of us have a single tattoo. So you go get one for us at some point, will you? Why, in fact, why don't you get a Dom and Jeremy somewhere on your body?
Perfect. I'll work it into my next sleeve.
All right. Thank you for that.
Would you really, or are you just saying that?
Even if you put it like a D and a J in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Because I guarantee you.
I'm working it in a super tasteful way.
I was going to say, well, yeah. You know that Jer and I will mean more to you in your life for longer than this current boyfriend of yours.
I mean, you make a good point. I've been listening to your show for probably longer than I've been with him. So
thank you
very
much.
There you go. See?
Point proven.
So hug it out. Everybody hug it out.
We deserve a tasteful tattoo more than this guy.
But get one on there that just says my mornings. Then you're doing a my forever, my whatever, my future, and then just put my mornings, and then put D and J on there.
Got it worked out.
Done.
She's
I can tell by your awkward silence that you're gonna make it happen.
She's like, what do I say to be polite? Katrina, we've loved talking with you. Thank you for calling us, and we hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Okay, we appreciate you. We have the greatest listeners of all time.
She was great.